Do you want a bra that's sexy or do you want a bra that's comfortable? Well, that was a trick question because I know you want a bra that's both. And now you can have that thanks to Third Love. Third Love was started to take all the frustration and the ick and the ugh out of bra shopping. That's why they make solutions for every bra problem, aka problems. They put every style through hours of wear testing on real women, including themselves, before it's given the stamp of boob approval. This means that comfort and support are guaranteed. And ladies, at Third Love, size doesn't matter. Whether you're a double A cup or an H cup, their virtual fitting room will help you find your perfect fit fast. They even invented half cups, which is pretty genius. So no more feeling stuck between two cup sizes that don't fit. It's time to get your problems solved. Visit thirdlove.com and get $15 off your order with code PODCAST15.
It's time to breathe easier this allergy season with Breathe Right Nasal Strips. With instant nasal congestion relief for up to 12 hours, you can spend your time on your terms, not on your noses. Stuffy nose from outdoor allergens? No problem. We got you. Allergy season just turned into stripping season. Instant relief from nasal congestion anytime, anywhere. Need more convincing? Click the banner below and get a free sample. Breathe Right. Get your strip on. Use as directed.
Hello, guys. Welcome back to another episode. I'm Taylor.
I'm Sam.
And today we're kind of doing, it's almost like a part two of something we've done before.
Yeah.
We did the secrets one.
Mm-hmm.
And we're kind of just doing it again. Because we realized, like, we have some things we want to share.
Yeah, because why not?
So, yeah, we just figured we would just hear some of your guys' nonsense. Things that you said that you were going to take to the grave. Tell them on here.
Yeah. I honestly only have, like, two things to share. But I feel like after people share some things, it might remind me of some things that I've done in the past that I've literally kept to the grave and forgotten about that have resurfaced.
Maybe. I only have two as well. One of them is disgusting and one of them is on my guilty conscience. Like, I feel really guilty about it from high school. I've never told anyone this, the thing from high school, by the way. Not a single person.
So this should be an exciting episode.
Yeah.
Already.
But let's talk about ourselves first. Even though this whole show is talking about ourselves.
Literally.
We just like try to pretend that we do other things.
Mm-hmm. You want to go first?
Sure, I'll go first.
Okay.
My one thing about me is that I did 2 weeks of 75 hard and 2 weeks and 2 days. And guys, I didn't think I was going to do 75 days, but I think I am now. Like, I think I'm just going to like try to really, really go for it.
I really, like, props to you, but I don't think you're going to be able to do it.
I really want to. It's already almost day 20.
Like, what, can I ask why you want to do it?
Yes, I would love. I'm so glad.
Because, like,
asked.
I just don't understand the joy out of doing it.
Okay. I'm so glad you asked. One, I was feeling like a lazy mother effer. So it's like whipping me into shape. I really don't want to. This is me getting like, not like personal, but like, I don't really like always talk about this.
No, you're supposed to get personal on this.
I know, but like, my one bout, whatever. I'm not gonna. It's too much. So as you guys know, I take antidepressants. I went off my antidepressants. Actually felt the worst I ever had in my whole entire life. It was really, really dark. It was really, really bad. It was awful. Started taking them again. Thank God. Antidepressants and alcohol don't mix well. They don't mix well. It like cancels out the effects. Like it doesn't make the medication work as it's supposed to if you drink. So the main part where I don't want to drink and give myself this time of not drinking is so as I'm resettling into taking this medication again, I'm giving myself like and my mental health the best possible outcome of the medication like working its best and doing what it needs to do while I need it to work. Because like it's not good to drink on it. And like I know I feel way better if I don't. And like I'm basically readjusting to it. And I just know it's like the right thing to do.
Yeah,
like that like so that's why I don't want to drink for a while. Like I really want to let it like
I agree on that aspect,
like do what it needs to do in my brain, because like the chemicals in your brain are no fucking joke, as I learned trying to get off of it. The journaling and the reading, I already read a lot, so that's like easy because I read every day anyway. That's whatever. The journaling I've just come to like, takes like 5 minutes. I think there's like a time amount. I just fill out my little journal. Takes me like 2 seconds. That's easy. The two workouts, if I stop doing the two workouts, even though guys, like when I tell you one of them, like I walk on like 2.5, like we're not sweating. I'm just like moving for the 45 minutes. Don't get it twisted. It's easy because I do dance a lot. Like I'm going like 4 times a week. That makes it easy. And it's like, it's just kind of like I do have the time. It's just like kind of whipping myself into shape. Like I've been liking it. I feel really good.
Yeah, I get it. Like, but I feel really, here's, really good. Here's my take on 75 Hard, to get controversial with you in this hot seat, is I don't personally like it because I don't like the label towards it, and I don't like how there's no rest days. Like, it's a little bit disordered. And I'm not saying what you're doing is disordered, because, like, you, like, consciously understand what you're doing. But for some people, like, other people out there in this world, it's not a healthy way for them to get in shape or, like, disciplined,
well,
you know?
That's because it's a mental challenge. It's not like a physical. Like, if you're doing it to lose weight, that's, like, not what it is. It's a mental discipline challenge, and I'm not doing it 100%, which is why I'm not taking progress pictures.
Yeah.
Because...
See, that's, like, I can't get by that.
I don't, like, some people, like, have, like, aesthetic goals. Like, I didn't take progress pictures because I don't care to put worth on the way I look. Because for all I know, I could finish this and, I don't know, my last progress picture, maybe my stomach looks more bloated than the first. I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, I don't care. I also know my cycle is a real fucking thing. So if I started in my follicular phase and my last day was on my luteal phase, I'm going to be like, oh, I look worse. You know what I mean? Like, I don't care for progress pictures. That's why I didn't take them. Also, like I said, I'm very relaxed with the workout. So like when I took a rest day, I literally did one of my workouts, a walk again on like 2.5. And then I did a 45-minute full body stretch. Like, to me, that's a rest day. Like, I literally just barely walked and then stretched. Like, that wasn't strenuous on my body.
Do you think you're going to do the 7 days a week of workouts for the 75 hard? Do you think you're going to do that?
What do you mean?
Like, do you think you'll, like, continue doing the workouts every single day?
After I finish?
No, like, during the challenge. Like, do you think you're actually going to do this whole thing?
I'm going to try my hardest. I mean, from the beginning, I've always said I don't feel the pressure on myself, like... If I fuck up a day, I fuck up. Like, Fredericksburg, I'm going to have to figure it out.
I was thinking that, dude. We're literally going to Fredericksburg in the middle of nowhere. I was looking up to see if there was ClassPass or anything over there. Not a zip.
So I might.
So I was like, how are you going to do this?
YouTube. I don't know. I'm going to figure it out.
See, here's my thing, though, is, like, why don't just relax? You're on vacation.
Because I just think for my whole, like, years and everything, like, I take so many weekends off. I do so much. Like, I'm in, like, a really good flow of wanting to, like, it's, like, protecting my peace. Like, when I, like, get movement in, like, I just feel so much better mentally. And like I said, if I wake up earlier than everyone and do, like, a 45-minute stretch, like, to me, that's a rest.
Yeah, but here's the thing. You can still do that, but there's doesn't need to be a label of 75 hard to it.
Right. Well, I'm not doing it exactly. I made up my own
thing.
I think it's a good amount of days. It's, like, a little over 2 months.
Yeah.
I like challenge. Like, I like really setting this year on, like, a... strong, like, doing things for me to make me feel better.
Yeah,
because, like, I don't think I'm short of, like, time off, like, drinking with my friends. Like, I do that a lot, and I will do that a lot, like, for the whole year. That, like, I think I will remember more and be more proud of myself for sticking through a goal I had than taking the few rest days because I wanted to.
Yeah,
I think I'll look back, because I posted how my family's coming and I don't know if I want to drink. People are like, you remember the memories more. I'm like, I think I'll remember sticking true to the challenge and finishing it more and saying I did it, because I'm still going to go do things and make memories with them. I'm still going to go into a concert. I'm still going to enjoy it. Like, I wouldn't get drunk with them anyways. It's like my mom and my grandma.
Yeah.
Like,
I feel like you'll remember the 75 hard for, like, a little bit. Like, my flex last year was that I did Dry January, like, but I think I'll be over it.
Yeah,
in,
I mean,
like,
I'm
a few
taking,
months.
Like, my $50, like, I love that. I just really want to do something to prove
Wait,
$50 myself.
Bucks?
$50. Like,
oh, I thought you betted with somebody. No, I was like, who'd you, like, bet $50
I
with?
I really want to try to do something, like, good for me. Like, good for me and good for mental health and, like, every day, like, make myself better.
Yeah. I do agree. I think you are, like, doing the steps to better your mental health. But I do think you deserve at least one rest day a week.
And I will.
Yeah.
When I'm
like, no, you're not getting it.
It's just a walk.
I guess, but two of them.
They're so slow. I don't even incline nothing.
I guess. I don't.
One of them in slide.
Do you, dude? Do you, dude? But.
I really want to finish.
You got it.
I really want to finish. And if I don't, I don't. But I really
want. I think I'm going to. No, I'm never going
to
get it.
You're going to try to not get it.
No, I'm not. I'm just saying, like. I personally could never, because, like, I just know how much, like, over the year, over the last year of just working out, how much rest for my body. Just
listen,
I appreciate rest more.
If I was going to the gym and like my second workout was like a HIIT workout for 75 days straight, that's absurd. That's absurd. And some people do the challenge like that. Could not be me. Like, I think the fact that like I count stretching, like I literally watched a movie and stretched for 45 minutes.
Yeah.
Like, that's not a workout. I was literally sore. Like, it felt good. Like,
for all my girlies that are listening, my one thing about me is that I did not complete Dry January.
Oh, I was gonna, okay, so I was gonna like,
that's why I wanted you to go first.
Oh, okay, so basically I have been like health queen, amazing goals, and like you're just trying to bring me down because you
no failed. I'm fucking not,
you failed and you want me to fail.
No, that's not what is happening here. But I was rotting on the couch on Sunday and I was like, damn, this is so nice. Like, I can't, like, not in the sense, like, obviously I was fucking hungover and had anxiety like no other because of other fucking reasons in my life. But I don't know. I feel like I've reflected a lot on the person I am with, like, the way I take care of my body. And it's not bad at all. And I feel like I compare myself a lot to our friends and stuff. And I'm like, dude, I do so much for myself and my taking care of myself that I don't even know why I put so much pressure or, like, hard days on myself for what I'm doing.
100%. That's how I feel about a lot of things. I also wanted to add another reason I like doing the walks and like going outside for a walk and working out more is less screen time.
Yeah.
So that's also why I like doing the two workouts, is because just like gives me something else to do.
Yeah.
So just putting that out there, that's a big reason why I'm doing it as well.
Yeah. So I obviously, like I said, did not complete Dry January. And
I was shocked that you...
Dude, you can't... The thing is, we can't even blame me because I was with three like degenerates that were... I'm not even kidding, Taylor. I was sitting at that fucking table at dinner for like 30 minutes and beforehand of them begging me, drink, get a drink, get a drink. I'm like, oh my God, like, fine. And I fucking got a drink because all of our other girlfriends fucked it up too. So I was like, you know
they
what?
They fucked it up after you.
No, they didn't. They were already out and I knew Riley was going to because Riley, that's just, I just knew.
Yeah, I knew they were going to as well.
Like, there was just no way. And one of our other girlfriends was at a work thing and she already text from my realtor, and so I just, you know, folded and I was like, you know what, you're so right, like, fuck this, why am I even doing this to myself, like, why am I don't have like a drinking problem or anything, so why am I putting this, like, it would have been fun if I did it because I did it last year, but obviously I had to get surgery last year, so that's why I kind of did it. But I don't know, I did it once in my life, I don't really care.
Yeah, you don't like have that. To do anything. Like, I think it's like you don't have to do anything, but I think there's also benefit that comes from like taking, like, I really want to drink less this
year. No,
like,
here's again,
for my own personal reasons, like, I know, like, right now, like, taking medication, I should not be drinking for like my sanity, and that's something that I have to like stay true for myself so that I can literally be a functioning human.
But here's my thing. I'm happy that I failed Dry January because it made me realize how much I don't like getting obliterated.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I realize I don't like getting obliterated. I can't.
Well, I was at dinner and then went to the bars after. I'm like, I should have just stopped at dinner.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which we'll get into. We'll get into. But it made me realize it was like a wake-up call. Like, Sam, you don't need to be going to the bars going... whatever, which I was only at the bars until like 10:30 at night, so
yeah. But the drinking culture here with like the, especially like just like our friends and people we hang out with, which is like no excuse because like we're our own people, it's just like binge drinking, like, mm-hmm. all the time, like that's just Austin, Texas fucking culture. Like, can't we just relax?
Yeah, but the thing is, we can.
Yes, I know, but like it's what everyone's doing.
Yeah.
And like I said, it's we have control over our own bodies.
Do I though? I failed Dry Jan.
But like, bro, it's hard when like everyone else is doing it. And you know what it is? Like, I realize it all comes back to the medication. Lightweight as shit, okay? So lightweight.
And me too.
I think I can keep up with everyone else.
Yeah.
I can't.
I know.
And it's so hard when like everyone else is doing it, or like, I should be fine. So and so drank double what I did. I should be fine. No. No, you're going to be fucked up because you can't hang.
Yeah.
They can, you can't. And you, like, I'll just be like, oh my God, I barely drank. Like, they drank so much more than me, but I was the one that was more fucked up. It's not fair.
Yeah. No, I agree.
It's just a lot. It's hard to balance. I just like I said, my mental health this year is first, and yeah.
Favorites of the week?
Favorites of the week. My favorite of the week is bone broth.
That is so strange.
Kettle and Fire brand.
It's Which so is good. Expensive.
Yeah, but it's all expensive.
No, that brand is like $3 or $4 more than any of them.
Not when I go look at the shelf. Maybe for the quantity and the thing.
It's like $6 to $8 for a tub.
Yeah, they're like all like $6 to $8.
Not the Trader Joe's ones. Those ones are like $2.
I mean, I don't go to Trader Joe's.
Those ones are $2.
Maybe I'll have to go to Trader
Joe's. Yeah.
But these ones taste really good, and they're making my nails grow so fucking fast. And my thing right now is hair health, which if it's making my nails grow, like your nails and your hair are the same thing. So it's probably good for my hair too. And hair health journey. So I'm drinking bone broth.
Yeah, there you go. No, I should probably honestly get back into drinking bone broth. My hormones have been so out of whack. I think I need to start doing like all those things again.
I'm taking the Vitex Berry too.
Yeah. I love the Vitex Berry. Dude, my fucking PMS symptoms are, like, so minimal when I take that. Love it.
I can't decide. Like, I feel good right now in my luteal phase.
But it takes 3 months to kick into your system.
But I'm like, is it this other... I'm doing so much. It's like, I haven't drank. I'm working out every day. Like,
yeah.
That's what's making me feel good. I can't tell. What's yeah. your favorite?
My favorite of the week is double dates, which I'll get more into later in the episode. But I just love going on double dates, and I need all of my friends to get cuffed up. Not you, though. Not you. You need to be single for the entire year.
I know. I already... made that promise.
Or can you can take a Hinge date.
Can I go on a double yeah. date with a Hinge date?
You can.
My last date said that okay, your boyfriend can come on a
Here's
date.
The thing. Double dates with you, but they can't be a boyfriend. They have to be a Hinge date where there's no strings attached.
Yeah, can they be an ex-boyfriend?
Yeah, that'd be sick. We'll invite him, though. Not you.
Yeah.
We'll make a group chat without you in or it I'll and make, be like, hey, yo, we're going to I'll dinner. Do you want to come?
305, come visit.
Yeah. I
hate him.
I would hate him. Oh boy,
it'd be funny.
Anyways, hot gossip for this week. I got a little bit of shit to talk about. Do you got anything you want?
I do have things to talk about.
All right, you can go first.
Okay, well, my first thing you're not going to care about at all in the slightest, but the TikTok I posted about it did so well, so some of you care.
Oh dude, I saw that. I was like, I have no idea what the fuck you're talking about.
I was
about.
Like, no one's gonna know what I'm talking about, but like two girls were care. Y'all were blowing that shit up. It was college dance nationals this weekend, and I don't give a fuck about college football nationals. I don't give a fuck about the Super Bowl. I don't care a fuck about March Madness. No, college dance nationals is my fucking Super Bowl, and I love talking about it with you guys online, and I just want to give my final thoughts really, really quick. I think Minnesota was robbed. I'm glad Ohio and Minnesota both got to win, but I think Minnesota should have won both. Actually, no, I think it should have been reversed. Maybe, yeah, I think Minnesota should have won Jazz. I think that the fact that they didn't win Jazz is criminal. But UDA Nationals was this weekend, and it was insane. And next year, I think I want to go, even though I have no affiliation to a college. I think I told my dance friends, I'm like, next year, can we literally go to Orlando and go watch this? Because I would literally die. It's so good. College dance needs to be as popular as like fucking college like football. So good.
Yeah, I have absolutely no idea.
College dance nationals, baby. That shit was crazy. It was next level.
Have you got some enjoyment out of that? But couldn't
it was,
be me.
It was like literally my Super Bowl. Like the way people follow football, like the girlies this weekend were.
Speaking of fucking football, I cannot wait for that to be over. We only got like 2 weeks left.
I know.
3 weeks or something.
Clipped us from last episode talking about that.
Yeah, no, I'm over it. So before I get into any of this, I just want to say I love meeting you guys out everywhere. I think this weekend specifically I met an absurd amount of you for literally doing the bare minimum. Like I wasn't out on the town much. It was like I was either on Lady Bird Trail, like doing those types of things, or at the gym, whereas lately it's been a lot of like at the bars or whatnot. And my new thing that I love doing to you guys is putting you on the spot, asking you how caught up you are with the episodes, and I can tell it stresses you guys out. You're like, and I'm like, it better be the, I like give you guys shit. I'm like, it better be the most recent one. You better listen to this week's one. And I just like give you guys a hard time. But I do want to say every single time you guys say, I'm so sorry, or like, I don't mean to bother you. No, you're literally not. So if you see me, please say hi, because I don't want you to ever feel uncomfortable. Like when I meet you guys, I want to make sure that the, whatever it is, 5-30 seconds that we're talking, like you leave the conversation like really happy that you got to talk to me, you know?
Yeah.
Cause like, I don't know. I feel like if I ever went up to somebody that I looked up to and they weren't fully engaged or just like didn't give what I wanted it to give, I would be upset.
Yeah.
So
I agree.
Always come up and say hi.
Yeah. It's always the best. Never interrupting.
Mm-hmm.
My other gossip that I had written down is my homework from last week. I did watch Saltburn.
Yeah, that's crazy.
So I watched Saltburn because I was like having myself a stay in day on Friday, which I guess we'll get into. But I watched Saltburn, so I just thought I would give my updates since I watched that movie. It was super fucking weird. I think we already know that. I like half was paying attention sometimes. So like there was definitely key parts that I'm like a little bit missed on. Not my go-to type of movie, but like it wasn't bad. It was just like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Weird.
I feel like if you were fully engaged, you would have kind of.
In like a movie theater.
Yeah.
I was literally like.
Because I had no other choice but to be paying attention. And every time in the movie theater, watching the movie theater, everyone would go as silent, like a pin drop. And it was just. I felt fully immersed in the movie.
I actually didn't really get the point.
Yeah, so you just weren't.
But like, he was just obsessed with that and like took over the estate.
Yeah. Which, no spoilers. Well, I mean, we can't spoil it. Just fucking skip through. But
like, he was just obsessed with them, took over the estate.
Yeah, he's nasty.
But like, that's the whole thing. Just he's obsessed with them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know. Like, watching it, I was kind of like, what are we watching?
Yeah. At first, because I went to the movie premiere, so I didn't even watch the trailer before watching it, and I literally thought at first for the first 45 minutes that it was going to be like a gay love story, and then it ended up being that, and started having like all these creepy scenes. I was like, oh, we're deeper than that now. But I mean, it was a good movie. I did like it. It's not my preferred thing if I was going to be sitting on a couch watching, but in a movie theater, I can do it.
Yeah, it definitely wasn't my preferred genre of movie, but it was fine. I think I saw some things I didn't want to see.
Yeah. Next up is... I made a TikTok about this, but people buying food on TikTok, it icks me the fuck out, dude. Like, seeing, are you on, like, the noodles?
The ramen?
Like, it makes me want to throw up. I'm like, you have no idea how, first of all, where that came from. Some strange-ass factory. Two, how long that's been sitting on shelves for. And three, like, it's just giving, I'm buying food at Home Goods or Marshalls.
I'm kind of with you, but also it's, like, buying food on Amazon.
I don't, but at least, like...
Because TikTok Shop isn't, like, its own place. It's, like, connected to the like, seller.
So but at least if you're buying... At least for me, personally, if I'm buying food on Amazon, I'm buying it from, like, a whole, like a big brand, you know?
Yeah. Like, not a random brand.
And also, I don't
like
really know what
pickle.
I buy on Amazon.
You wouldn't
for
get
food.
A chamoy pickle on TikTok Shop?
No.
You don't want a chamoy pickle?
No, not on TikTok Shop.
We should make chamoy pickles. Have you seen
that? How do you do that?
Where you like wrap it in a fruit roll up and you
put Oh no, that's gross. Also, I don't understand how those businesses of the people that have like the candy businesses, like how do those stay? Like, do people really go into those?
No, well they like them, the Gushers.
Yeah.
People buy it. But is it like someone making Gushers in their house?
Like, why can't I just make that? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's just Gushers and like tahini or whatever.
Yeah, they're just charging it. Crazy extra.
Make your next recipe a chamoy pickle.
Imagine
you put Takis in it.
Oh,
you wrap.
I've never had Takis.
And you put really?
Yeah.
Have you had the Trader Joe's Takis?
No.
You would love Takis.
Really? Yeah, spicy?
Like, yeah. Takis are so good.
Yeah.
They have them at Trader Joe's, like Trader Joe's knockoff.
Maybe I'll have to try them soon.
God, you never.
Are they Takis? Like they are they like Doritos? Same like taste type.
Kind of, because they're like corn
chips. Mm. Interesting.
Oh, because you didn't go to like a like I went to a ratchet high school. People love Takis.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, yeah.
Like they weren't big in your high school.
No,
Takis were like the thing. There's like blue ones too.
Is it more of like a southern thing?
No, they're like everywhere.
Really? Okay.
Takis are like all trendy. Charlie D'Amelio was sponsored by Takis for a little bit.
I don't even know if my grocery stores up north sell those.
They definitely do.
I don't know. I'm living in under a rock, I guess. Okay, I'm going to call you out right now.
Oh, my God.
So, I have a prediction towards you. And, not prediction. I have a theory, or I don't know what the fuck you would call it. But, basically, I've noticed that you have been posting, like, crazy on Snapchat.
Sometimes, yeah, because like when I'm home alone bored.
I hope your boyfriend's not listening to this. Or your ex-boyfriend. Oh my God. But do you think you post more on Snapchat because you broke up with him?
No, it's just because I'm alone.
Because you can see the who views your thing.
I use my Instagram too.
You can see that easily?
He's always at the top.
See, that's not with me. I can't see anybody that posts. Because the reason I bring this up is because when people are going to call me crazy, but when me and Palmer, before we started talking, I would post crazy on Snapchat.
No, I post on Snapchat only like randomly, like on Friday I was home alone. So if I'm like bored.
I'm like, this girl is so active on Snapchat all of a sudden.
Versus like when I was in a relationship, like I was like with someone on a Friday, so I wasn't bored posting. Does that make sense?
Like, so you just post when you're really, really bored?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm bored. Like you're doing something like, oh, I'm watching this movie. I'm just going to post about it. Because like people are funny in the way they respond to you on Snapchat.
Yeah.
Like it's funny. I like
talking. Do you think that you post in any way differently ever since your breakup?
I mean,
be honest. Girls do it. I would do it.
I know. Well, that's what I'm trying to. Well, because I saw your TikTok and I always think the same. I've always said that.
Yeah.
Like, that a girl could post one thing and I'm like, oh my God, they broke up. And they're like, how do you know? I'm like, well.
That's like that girl that I.
Story. Like, didn't you see your story? Duh, they broke up. It's just so obvious. I think, like I said, I post more on Snapchat because I'm just bored and alone. And if I was like hanging out with my boyfriend during those times, I wouldn't be posting, I'd be hanging out with someone. So like that's why I post on Snapchat, because what I post on Snapchat isn't like thirst traps, it's just me like fucking around, like,
educational
it's
but
just
like
talking and like being dumb,
talking about life is what it is.
Yeah, like sometimes I just want to like put something out, but I'm like, this isn't enough for a TikTok. Sometimes I'll put it on my TikTok story and I'm like, I don't look good enough to put it on Instagram, so fuck it, I'll just tell my Snapchat people. Or if I want advice, the Snapchat people I feel like really keep up with my life. So I'm like, can y'all tell me what you would do? And then people give me a lot of answers.
So you're not answering my question.
Do I post different?
Yeah.
I don't think I post that different, no.
Okay.
Like, I don't think so.
I don't see you posting different because...
I don't think I post different.
But like, you don't, like, there has never been like something that you post, you're like, oh, I hope he sees this one.
No.
Don't lie, because I would do the same thing.
I'm not lying. I think most of the time for his piece, because I like... value him as a person, I'm like, I hope he doesn't fucking see this. Like when I posted like the link to the episode and the text that was like, let's meet up for drinks, like I'm like, I hope he doesn't listen to the podcast.
BP added more than $70 billion to the U.S. economy last year by making investments from coast to coast, investments like building charging hubs for fleets of electric buses in California and starting up new infrastructure in the Gulf of Mexico. It's and, not or. See what doing both means for energy nationwide at bp.com/investing in America.
It's time to breathe easier this allergy season with Breathe Right Nasal Strips. With instant nasal congestion relief for up to 12 hours, you can spend your time on your terms, not on your noses. Stuffy nose from outdoor allergens? No problem. We got you. Allergy season just turned into stripping season. Instant relief from nasal congestion anytime, anywhere. Need more convincing? Click the banner below and get a free sample. Breathe Right. Get your strip on. Use as directed.
I don't want him to...
NetCredit is here to say yes to a personal loan or line of credit when other lenders say no. Apply in minutes and get a decision as soon as the same day. Loans offered by NetCredit or lending partner banks and serviced by NetCredit. Application subject to review and approval. Learn more at netcredit.com/partner. NetCredit, credit to the people.
So yeah, I was like literally miserable because like I think he's posting more so I see it than I'm posting for him to see it. And I want to block him because he's posting these fucking stories and this fucking girl's arm around him kissing him on the cheek. And I saw red coming. I was literally like, I'll kill you.
Hate to bring it to you, but you don't claim that property anymore. We can play like Monopoly where you can get the property back.
I think, you know what's fucked?
What?
I can't get the property back.
You honestly shouldn't get the property back.
I think that's what makes it brutal, is that like any other time I've gone through a breakup, they want me back so bad.
Yeah.
And he's like, no.
But also at the same time, those other relationships were so much deeper.
Yeah, but he does want to go to the concert with me.
Yeah, because I can imagine if you guys were dating for way longer, then maybe the breakup would have been a little bit harder for him. But because you guys only dated for 6 months,
yeah,
I just feel like that's how men operate. They're just like, okay, whatever, 6 months of my life. But your other relationships were like, what, 3 years?
Yeah, one was 3 years. The other one was shorter, but it was my first relationship, yeah. Which that is like, no matter how long that
they don't want to let go.
And he's literally still in love with me. Yeah. So, duh. But anyways, we're getting by. Hating my life, but it's okay.
Yeah. Not going to lie, this whole time I kept thinking your coffee is my coffee and I've been wanting to just take the last sip of it.
I would literally, if you took the last sip of this coffee, like, I would actually, like,
literally what my fucking boyfriend does with everything of mine pisses me off. So I get it. I wouldn't do that to you.
Thank you.
But yeah, that's pretty much all I got.
Same.
I don't have anything in terms of hot gossip, pop culture type stuff, just because I personally have not been listening to podcasts, really, or watching the, not news, but like TikTok pop culture news.
I've been listening to podcasts, but I haven't been up to date on many things.
Oh, wait, actually, did you see Kylie Jenner dyed her hair pink?
Oh, I just saw that today. Let me look at it right now.
It looks so good.
Don't tell me that. You know, after Brianna Chicken Fried dyed her hair pink, all I wanted to do was dye my hair pink.
Yeah. And I don't know if it's just the photo that she posted, but her little pink blush and everything, like, it looks so cute.
All I've wanted is pink hair. Don't tell me this.
I just don't understand how her hair is not going to fall off. Because all of that entire family, their hair is a different color once a month.
It definitely is falling off.
I literally did balayage once.
Yeah.
And my hair feels like it's about to fall out.
Yeah. Yeah, but they're also Middle Eastern, which that's like a...
They got thicker hair.
They got thick hair.
Yeah, my hair's so thin. Yeah. Which I'm actually going to get my hair done on Monday.
Guys, I'm done dyeing my hair and my next appointment, I'm chopping it.
Chopping? I was going to get like 3 or 4 inches off. But
I'm chopping it.
I don't know if you can do that chop.
I'm going to cut it pretty short. I want to.
Like how short?
I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah, you should do it. You've never done that before.
I've done it once.
Like what kind of chop though? Are we talking like shoulder length? Like
shoulder.
Really? Mm-hmm.
But it was an ugly color, so it's hard to be like if it looked cute or not because the color was horrid.
Yeah. Last time I had my bob, I didn't know how to style hair. So I imagine if I did a bob again and now I'm like more girly, you know, and I would know how to style it. But I literally would just straighten that shit and do
I'm just so
it.
In my like fresh start era that I want all my hair off so it can regrow. Do you know what I mean?
Dude,
like I want everything.
Are you in your
new.
Fresh start era or are you the going through it era?
Oh, well, I'm in the like, fresh start era because I'm going through it. Why do you think I want to cut off my hair? No one cuts off their hair because they feel great about their life. That's not how it works.
Yeah, I know, literally.
So, like, I'm in my fresh start era because I'm going through it.
When I chopped my hair, I went through a breakup.
That's what I'm saying. No one is like, I think I'm going to cut my hair and do 75 hard because I'm so happy. No one does that.
Like, yeah.
You know?
She's in her, I'm going through it. But we're on the road to self-care.
We're going through it. Like, the only way...
You're on a highway that has, like, a lot of speed bumps. Because you're going...
Yes.
You're kind of going... You're
yes,
going 60.
But I'm going 90.
No, okay, you're going 90, but there's speed bumps and she's not stopping.
Yeah.
Dangerous.
Exactly.
And you have your seatbelt on, too, and then every time you go over the speed bump, you, like, lift out of your seat a little bit and you almost hit your head on the roof
and
of your
car. And I have
the
windows down and the music's blaring, but we're going. Yeah. Are we almost getting in accidents? Yes. But we're full speed ahead.
Oh, I love that analogy.
That's a great clip, what I just said.
Yeah.
That no one does 75 hard and cuts their hair off because they're thriving.
Clip it. Put it on TikTok.
Literally. But yeah. So I feel like we should quickly go through our weekend.
I know. Me too.
I don't have much to say.
I honestly really don't either. Like, I do, but I don't. Obviously, you guys know I'm in the home buying process, but I don't want to spoil anything too much. I'm going to have more information next week. I'm going to keep to myself. Because no jinxing around here. And then Friday, I went bowling with a bunch of my friends. Everyone's like cupped up in a certain part of our friend group. So we went bowling because we were trying to do dry January. Friday went well. Sober bowling. We played like 4 games of bowling. I'm not even kidding. My fingers felt like they were going to fall off.
Yeah.
I never knew that was a thing because, like, I've never played 4 games.
That's a lot.
I know.
That's a lot of bowling.
I sat out on the 5th game. Like, all the boys kept playing the 5th game, but I was like, I'm sitting out for this one.
Yeah.
And my fingers literally felt like they were going to fall off. And the bowling alley place we went to, each round was $4.
Oh.
I was like, every other bowling place that we've gone to with our friends, it's like,
it's expensive.
Yeah. $12 a round. I'm like, what the fuck? We need to come here more often.
That is far, though.
Yeah, but it was definitely worth it.
I was touring an apartment, which I decided I'm not going to get that one. I thought I was going to love it. Iffy about it. And then our other friend that was going bowling kept texting me about bowling. And I was like, I don't really think I want to go bowling. And I was already downtown. So I was like, oh, after this, like, can I just go to your apartment? Because I didn't want to come back and move. And then I looked up on maps and I was like, I'm not going. And she was like, oh, why? I was like, no. And then I went home and ordered in sushi and FaceTimed my parents and watched Saltburn.
Sushi.
It was very peaceful. The sushi was very good.
Where do you get the sushi?
This place downtown.
Oh, you like picked it up?
No, I Uber Eats.
Oh.
I forget what it's called, but I'd been there downtown before.
Oh. I haven't really been liking sushi lately.
I only like a very specific type of sushi. You can't have that much fish in it. It has to be like the least amount of fish.
I used to love and crave sushi all the time. And I honestly think ever since moving down here, I just don't crave it as much. Something icks me out about the fish dining.
I just can't have a lot of raw fish in it. Yeah. It has to be like a little bit. It was pretty good what I got, but it was just like a good staying in night.
Yeah.
It was very peaceful.
Yeah, I got back on the later side from bowling. A few of our friends were drinking at it and they were so sloppy. I was like, it's time for me to go. Like, I'm not trying to be blackout at bowling. Like,
sloppy at bowling.
Some of y'all are embarrassing me. It's time to go home. Like, yeah. Someone broke a fucking beer bottle, had to get a mop, clean it up. Another one kept falling over. I'm like, you guys are insane. Like, it's the first week or second weekend of January. Like, let's chill out. Yeah. And so I got home and literally just went to bed. I was so excited to be in my bed. And me and my boyfriend made this deal. We were like, because it was a long weekend, I was like, I'm not sleeping over tonight, but we'll switch off the next two nights. Like, you'll come, I'll go to your place, and then you'll come to my place the next time.
Sick.
Yeah.
Saturday, I went to dance, which I wasn't going to. Oh, I went to the chiropractor first. Thank God. Because
did he flirt with you?
A little bit. And thank God. I also do pay for the sessions. I think one time I sit on here, I go for free, I pay.
You are paying?
I do pay, yeah. But I think he was flirting with me a little bit.
How much is he making you pay?
I don't know. I forget.
Bro, that's your toxic trait. No. Swiping the card and not looking.
It's like $100.
It's what?
I think it's like $100.
For a session?
Might be less. Why?
Dude, my chiropractor's $20.
I'll see.
Oh, God, Taylor. I sure hope it's not $100. He's fucking you over if that's the case.
But I get, my back has been so fucked from dancing, like screwed, because I just realized I'm not 15. Like, it's crazy how aging works.
Yeah.
Because like, I'm like an old woman. I can't fucking move. And it's actually sad and pathetic that I dance a little bit and my back is fucked. So thank God I got that fixed. And then I went to dance, which was nice. And then I was like, I kind of want to get a coffee. And then my friend who taught the class, she was like, I was going to go get a coffee. Do you want to come? And I'm like, I love a little treat. I'm like, thank God. I was like, yes, I do want to come. So I think I love when someone is on your wave about getting a little drink.
Yeah.
I was like, amazing. You're going to get a coffee. Say less. I'm getting a coffee.
Yeah. What the fuck did I even do on Saturday? Oh, I went on a run with my boyfriend and that was not fun.
Why?
He's so slow.
You run fast though.
Yeah, I know. I just need to run with people that are my pace or other people that are higher than my pace that are pushing me.
Like, you run really fast.
I can't run with people that slow me down. I'm so competitive. Like, it's a problem. And when I'm like going slow, like, it pisses me off. And I didn't want him to know that I was pissed off the whole time, but I was like, I'm really fucking pissed.
I would love one time to try to run with you. Yeah? I couldn't do it, but I'd love to try. And then if I was getting too slow, like, just go.
No, I wouldn't leave you.
If it was like broad daylight, I could finish by myself.
I guess, but like that defeats the point of running together.
No, but I would try.
Yeah.
Like, I would try my hardest.
We could do a 3K or 5K. What am I saying? 3K.
Okay, that's a lot.
Yeah.
2 miles.
Maybe.
I just want to try.
Okay.
It's one of those things where it's like I've never run with someone who like runs like your speed. Like, I just want to see if I could do it if I was next to you. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Because my cardio shape is up from dance. Like, I'm in good cardio shape.
The thing is, if we ran together, I wouldn't talk to you. Like, I don't even talk to my boyfriend when I run.
Well, yeah, we'd be running.
Yeah, but people love to just yap and yap and yap when we're running. And I'm like, shut the fuck up.
And my lungs can't do that.
That's why I don't like the run clubs, because everyone's chit-chatting. So that's why I bring my big-ass headphones when I go. And I'd like
put headphones
zoned
on.
In.
Yeah. That's what I would do. I can't run and talk. What do I look like?
Yeah, like, I'm going to an all-girls-only run club on Thursday, and I already know. It's girls only. Everyone's going to be so excited, yip-yapping, and be like, guys, I hate to break it to you. I did this, too, on my other run club that I went to that another content creator was hosting, I literally told her, I was like, I got there, I was like, I'm just letting you know right now, I'm not talking.
I think it's impressive if people can yip yap and run good speed.
Yeah.
Like, how the fuck?
Yeah, it's just more or less for me getting my mind clear and just forgetting that I'm running.
Yeah.
And getting in my own thoughts. Yeah. I'm more in tune with my body if I'm not talking.
Nice.
Yeah, I listen to podcasts and just run. Mm-hmm. So we did 3 miles and then we ended up walking a mile after, just cool down. And then I just went home and got ready basically for the rest of the day because I was doing a lot of like home things, which I'm going to keep that until next episode. Hopefully.
Yeah.
I have more exciting
I
news.
Was very excited on Saturday because there was the Dolphins game versus the Chiefs. And I was like, oh, I really want to watch this. But I was like, I don't even know how to watch football on our own TV. That's like so difficult. Why mm-hmm. is watching football so hard? Don't know. That's another reason why it's annoying. You can't just turn it on. It's like yeah. a whole fucking mission to get the NFL on. Crazy. But then luckily our friends were like, oh, we're going to go watch football. I was like, oh, cool. I wanted to watch this game because like on the off chance that the Dolphins were going to win, I wanted to watch. Knew they were going to lose. It's fine. But I was like, I do want to see just in case they do win. And it was fucking freezing out. But we like just went to like a bar downtown, chilled. I drove because I wasn't drinking, and driving when you know you don't want to drink is like the move because then you have to drive your car home mm-hmm. and you kind of like make that promise to yourself. So that was clutch to drive. And it's also so nice when like you just drive home.
Yeah.
Oh my God, it's the best.
Oh, I love it.
It's the best. I mean, I had to Uber to my friend's apartment and then drive, but I still got to
I
get in my
car. I usually like to do that when it's like our friends are day drinking, going into the night drinking, but I don't want to drink during the day. So I'll drive downtown during the day, mm-hmm. go home, regroup, get ready, and then just Uber back down.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, I don't want to be drinking all day like you guys yeah. are. I'll come for the fun, but I'm not drinking all day.
Yeah. So that was nice. We got tacos at the food truck at the bar. And it took forever, like actually forever for like the tiniest tacos. It was, we were so frustrated, but you know, whatever, we needed to eat. We were like all so hangry, like we're all in the worst moods. Like we were just like so hungry, like, and we had to pee and it was cold. Like we were like, we're so over
it
this
was
shit.
Fucking cold.
We're like, we are over this fucking bullshit. Like we were so over it, which also led them to want to break Dry January more because we were just like, and we were fucking pissed. Like, we were so hangry. There was such hot men at this bar.
Oh, that bar always does.
They were... First of all, we walk in. The eye... Like, I just kept making... Like, everyone was just staring at us. I was like...
Like, if you need to find a husband, that's the bar you go to.
There was so many hot men. I didn't even know what to do with myself. The guy getting food before us was really hot. And, like, they called the number. So we're like, I'm gonna go walk in there. Be like, 38? 38, where are you? Like... like you left a taco, like he was so hot, and like there was just so many hot guys. They all looked the same, mustache, same hat, like same outfit, like they all looked exactly the same, but they were so hot and they were everywhere.
Someone just planted them into Austin, Texas.
Mm-hmm.
Damn. Well, while that was all going on, I was on a double date. Like I said, that was my favorite of the week. I don't know why I like it so much, because it's kind of the same as just going to get dinner with friends, but
no, it's different.
Yeah, I guess,
because you still get to be like with your boyfriend and socializing, where it's like, it's not like if you're at a group dinner they wouldn't be like, Sam was just with her boyfriend the whole time because it's like a date.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, it's still a date. So we went to Red Farm in Austin, downtown Austin. It's kind of like a higher end like Chinese restaurant, like Chinese food. It was so fucking good.
I want to go,
but expensive. Like everything is shareable, so when you go there, like, you get a bunch of, we got, I think, 4 appetizers and 3 entrees for 7 or for 4 people. And the boys.
7 appetizers?
No, 4 appetizers.
Oh, sorry.
And 3 entrees.
I don't know. I thought you said 7.
Well, I was going to say like 7 things for 4 people. And the boys were like, oh, we're still hungry. Like, that was enough food. But meanwhile, me and the other girl were like, oh my God, we are full. Like, we are good. But so before even going into the dinner, like, the other couple knew we weren't drinking. They weren't even doing Dry January because they're training for, well, the girlfriend's training for a marathon. So she's like, why would I do Dry January? Like, when I'm literally putting my body through a fucking marathon training, like, I might as well treat myself on the weekends to a drink, which I get, girl.
Yeah,
off.
Like, you're training for a marathon.
Yeah, like, pop
you
off.
Can't,
like,
do it all.
Yeah, literally. So
even though Dry January would probably help the marathon.
Yeah, probably.
But, like, you can't do it all.
Yeah, you can't do it all. So, and not everyone can say that they're training for a fucking marathon. Like, that's impressive. So I was like, I'm not drinking. They're well aware of this. We get to dinner. My boyfriend, the entire time before dinner and arriving to dinner, was like, I really want to drink. Like, I want to drink. Like, what's the point of this? Like, blah, blah, blah. Like, I'm doing this because you're doing this. And I'm like, well, we're in this as a team. Like, and if you fold, I'm going to end up folding because I want to drink with you. And I walk into this restaurant. It's brand new restaurant. And I walk in there. That bar is gorgeous looking. Like, I'm not even kidding, guys. Like, all of the bottles of wine, tequila, everything. It's so nicely displayed in the bar. I was like, fuck. And then a girl sitting at the bar had this gorgeous looking martini. And I was like, I really just want this martini. Like, fuck. Like, damn it. So we sit down and I was like, you know what? You're right. Fuck it, guys. I'm getting a drink. We're going to do it. And so we're sitting there getting a drink, but I was like, you know what? I'm only going to have like one or two drinks and then we're going to go home. That was just like my game plan. And then just the type of people that I'm with, like, including my boyfriend, he's such a jokester, like, never takes anything too seriously. And his roommate's the same exact. Like, they are best friends for a reason and roommates. And they made this bet. They're like, all right, I'll order everything. Keep in mind, he's ordering 7 things. Mm-hmm. He goes, I'll order everything word for word. If I stutter once, that's on me. I have to take a shot. But if I don't stutter, you guys all have to take a shot. So my boyfriend literally reads everything off the menu and does not stutter. And like, these are like complicated words. Like, they're not just basic like American words. Like, and he didn't stutter. So we have to get shots now. And they bring these shots out, Taylor. I'm not even kidding. 6-ounce shots. They were massive. I had to take this shot 4 times. It was so big. It was straight tequila too.
Puke. Ew.
And because of that shot, it was game over. Oh, and it was funny too because we ordered 3 shots because, you know, we lost and he won, so he didn't have to take a shot. But the waitress bought over 4 shots anyway. So we all ended up taking a shot. He was like, all right, well, I mean, I guess I'll take this if it's here. But I was like, okay. And I just imagined, I was like, these shots are so big. I imagine these shots are probably like $30, which they weren't. They were only 16. But I was like, it took me forever. It took me the entire dinner to finish that shot.
That's so gross.
I know. But the food was amazing. I got so many good things. I do want to go back, but it's just mad expensive.
Yeah, but a nice restaurant is always fun to do a nice restaurant vibe.
And then you know where we went after? Didn't even make it to you first.
Went to Estelle's.
Yeah, we went to Estelle's after and got espresso martinis.
That's wild. When I saw your story at Estelle's, I was like, bruh, this girl.
Yeah, I was on another level at Estelle's in which... So we were buying rounds of drinks at this point. And I was the last one to buy rounds of drinks. And I had to keep up. I was like, fuck, I have to keep up. I can't like wimp out and not like buy a round of drinks. Like, I have to keep going. So I made my boyfriend drink my espresso martini for me because I was like, I can't drink this. I need to be ready to go for the next round of drinks. And so he drinks the espresso martini for me. And then we finally walk over to the bar that you guys are at. And we're walking there. The cold weather definitely sobered me up a little bit. Yeah, but it did its job because I had to walk for like 10 minutes down the street. And we get into the bar and I just remember you guys all in the corner and I'm talking to you for like a minute. I'm obviously like slurring my words.
You're like, I need to get a third drink. I was like, I don't know if need is the right word. Like, maybe you don't, but...
Maybe I don't need that next drink, but...
Go for it.
And then me and you were talking, and then I sprint away. I go, I gotta get the next round, because I saw them go to the bar. I was like, I gotta get it. So I ran over to the bar and got the rounds of drinks, and I was finally like, okay, I can relax now. Like, I don't need a chug.
Luckily, I don't really get... It's less pressure for me to want to drink at a dive bar than, like, at a restaurant with nice drinks, because nice drinks, I'm like, that looks good. But when you're dead sober and people around you have like a tequila Red Bull and a Fireball shot, I'm like, I don't want that. Like, that's disgusting. At a nice restaurant, like, ooh, like that drink looks good. But like, I'm not tempted by tequila soda.
No.
So going to a dive bar is kind of like a little safe for me because I'm like, I don't want that fire. Like, ew. Like, you guys are drinking nasty. Like, I can't start with that.
Yeah, no, I agree. I can't even remember the last time besides the Santa Crawl because that was like a day drink thing. But when I'm drinking at night, I can't even remember the last time I've started my day drinking with a ranch water.
Yeah, like watching them drink like dive bar drinks. Like they got these cherry bomb shots that literally smelled like medicine. I was like, I don't want that. Like there was nothing in me that wanted that drink.
I will always start with a nice cocktail from a restaurant or a cocktail bar before I make my way to the grimy
bars. It was a no for me. it was a no for me. But it was a very early night because we ended up leaving and going to Bee's Knees, which I hate that bar because it's so freaking packed all the time. Like, can't
I didn't
walk.
Even know you were in there.
What do you mean?
You were in there?
We were like together like the whole time.
We were?
Yeah.
I was talking to you?
I'd say for like 90% of the time that we were in there, besides the time I went to go to the bathroom.
Holy fuck.
You were raving about your Oreo drink.
Dude, that thing was so good, but I shouldn't have got that.
You were like, that's how I knew you were fucked, because it was like a milky, like thick, like she got like an
it was
Oreo,
a McFlurry.
She got like an Oreo milkshake alcoholic, okay? And I'm like, an alcoholic Oreo milkshake, and that's how I know you're fucked up. Like, that's not something you would just get if you were like coherent. And
yeah,
you were like, this is so good, and it really smelled good. You're like, I wish you could try it. And I was like, I was
okay,
kind of debating,
do remember
like,
that.
Like, just trying it just to see what it tasted like.
It was so good.
Because to me, like, just trying a drink isn't like drinking, but I was like, no, pass. And then we were sitting by the pool table like the whole time.
Doesn't ring a bell.
Yeah, we were sitting by the
standing
pool table.
In the corner though with my McFlurry and Riley taking a bunch of photos of me. I remember that.
We took pictures, like group pictures.
Nope, then wasn't a part of any of those photos.
You were.
I'm in them?
Yeah. On like Liv's phone for Snapchat.
Oh boy.
Oh boy. I didn't know. Yeah, and then I was leaving. I was like, I'm going to leave. And you were like, I'm leaving too. I was like, do you want me? Like,
no wonder I had the worst fucking anxiety the next morning.
Because I was going to like say that, like, I was like, I'm leaving. I'm going to my car if like you want to come to our house. But like you were Ubering to your boyfriend's house.
Yeah, I didn't
I left
leave
at like the same time as you.
Yeah, we left like early on, thank God. Because if I got another drink, I would have been on my fucking ass.
I was happy you wanted to leave because I was kind of like done. But like, if people
you didn't
want to
sneak out?
No, if people were going to stay, I was going to stay. Wow. But like, if people were leaving, I was going to leave. That makes sense. Like, I didn't need to be part of the late crowd, but I wasn't going to be like, bye, I'm leaving. I was just going to suck
well,
it up.
The thing is, I do remember this part of, I knew I was leaving because everyone was like, oh, we're leaving soon because
they were going to
Mayfair.
Club.
Yeah, they were going to the club. And I was like, I'm not going to the club. I looked at my boyfriend. I'm like, I'm sorry, but I'm not going to the club. Like, we started drinking at 6:45. I can't, like, that's too much.
I wasn't
of
dressed
a
for the club.
Too much of a time span of drinking. I can't.
I was just like, no.
And I told him too. I'm like, I'm a lightweight. I can't do the keeping up with drinks. If you guys are going to get three drinks at dinner, I'm okay with getting one. Like, I don't need to force myself to, like, feel like I need to also get a drink because you guys got a drink.
100%. But, yeah, I was definitely at Bee's Knees with you, like,
damn
good amount of, I'd say, like, the whole time.
Dude, I don't remember.
That's crazy.
Was who?
Everyone was there.
Was Dave there?
No.
Okay. I'm having, like, visions of the night and I just can't put
Danny
together.
Was there.
Yeah, I know. I remember he was there.
Danny was there.
With his girl.
Yeah.
His girlfriend.
And Winston was there.
Yeah, well, obviously.
Yeah, like, I don't know who. Like, just, like, the same people.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, I just didn't know if people got added into the night that I just didn't know about.
No.
Yeah, that drink was really good, but never again. The reason I got it is because my boyfriend went to the bathroom. He was like, oh, get me a drink. And I know he can't do the sugary drinks like that. He has a really sensitive stomach, so I was like, I'm just going to get him a basic ranch water. But I saw that drink and I was like, I really want it. But like, I kind of want to get it for him, but I know he can't have it. So I was like, I'm just going to get one of each. And if I hate my drink, I'll swap with him. But then I ended up loving it. So I kept
That's crazy. One of the bartenders like was like kind of flirting in a weird way with one of our friends and gave her an Oreo. Just a full Oreo.
What the fuck?
Yeah, like gave her an Oreo.
That's weird.
I know.
Dude, and then when I turned around with the drink, one of our friends, Danny, was like staring. He's like, I love those drinks. I was like, oh God. He's like, I'm going to get one too. I was like, okay, do you?
That's so funny. It's so funny that I can't believe you just realized that you blacked out.
Oh, I fucking blacked out. Here's the thing too. So we get home 10:30. I pass out. My boyfriend takes a shower and everything. He's like doing his old nightly.
I could not sleep until 2 a.m.
Yeah, that's crazy. You took a Red Bull, didn't drink a Red Bull or something? No. Yeah, well, I woke up in the morning not really remembering what time we went to bed. Usually, like, I'll know around what time. I was like, I have no idea. He was like, I think, like, around 11 you passed out. I was like, oh, okay, good. Slept for, like, 9 hours that night. So it wasn't even the lack of sleep or anything. My anxiety the next morning was so fucking bad. And I just have a lot going on, like, personally. Not, like, bad things. More of things that are just stressing me out. Like, you know, buying a house, moving out of this place. Like, just I'm balancing, like, a lot right now. And I just felt like my whole world was caving in that morning. I was like, I wish I never did that. And I had like guilt of the fact that I didn't do dry January and everything. I was like, this is so down bad. And then it put a whole new perspective on drinking for me of like, I don't want to do that again. Like, I have fun, but I need to do it once a month. And I need to not go as crazy as I did. And I told my boyfriend, I go, for the rest of the year, I want to make it a point that I do not drink at least once or twice weekends out of the month.
Cool. At least for me, I don't really care about the drinking. It's like the amount.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm. I agree. I mean, everyone would agree. I feel like no one likes a hangover.
Yeah, it's just like the amount, because like if I'm forgetting shit, I can't be forgetting shit.
If you like your hangover, you like your anxiety, you're not well.
Unwell.
Like, what?
I couldn't fall asleep for a while, but then at like 12, I get a DM from like this guy who is so hot, and we both like the Dolphins, and the Dolphins played. So like he DM'd me at like midnight. So the game had been over for like hours by this point. Like he was just like tough loss, like DMing me about the game. And I was like, why are you DMing me at like 1 a.m? So then I was up. I couldn't fucking
tipsy.
Sleep. Yeah, I was like, why are you DMing me? But I was like
that's so weird that boys do that when they're
he,
drunk.
Like my story.
Like
so
what dating. But why do boys do that when they're drunk?
I don't know, but all I do
I've never drunkenly slid into someone's DMs.
Me neither, but
boys do it all the time.
To know that apparently we're dating, like he did DM me at midnight and then liked my story, so like we are together.
There's a word for that, and I don't know what to call you.
Delusional?
Not even delusional. Well, yes, delusional, but there's another word for it, and I can't pinpoint what it is.
Crazy.
Yeah, that's it. You nailed the thumb up, or what is it? You nailed the
hit the nail on the
you
head.
Hit the nail on the
yeah. I mean, like we're just like together. We're keeping it low key, but
happy for you.
Thank you.
That was like me when I started dating my boyfriend.
Thank you. Yeah, we're together. So.
I go yeah. We're like he wants me. We're gonna date one
he
day.
He wants me is literally just like making the smallest.
Speaking
of small
he's FaceTiming
talk.
Me. Should I answer?
Like making the smallest of small talk, and I'm like he's obsessed with me.
Hey, you're on audio. What's up? Alrighty, I gotta go. We're talking about how what were we talking about?
How I have a boyfriend.
Yeah, how Taylor has a boyfriend. What? Oh, you got Grinch pajamas. Oh, those are so cute. Alright, I gotta go. Bye.
But then on Sunday,
I think I'm still on FaceTime. Oh my God, I'm still on FaceTime. My bad. Okay.
But then on Sunday, I had a lazy... wait, what did I do on Sunday?
I don't know. I wasn't home at all. I was at his house.
I'm like confusing Sunday and Monday.
Yeah, they're like the same.
They are the same because it was a long weekend.
Yeah.
What the fuck did I do on Sunday? Oh, I started the Gypsy Rose documentary. The Gypsy
Rose. Is that
Rose.
New?
Yeah. It's like her limited series. I started it and then I finished it on Monday. But like I didn't do a lot Sunday, Monday. It's all blending into one. I don't know what I did.
Yeah, I kind of just laid low both days. Sunday I was at my boyfriend's house because we did, again, like a double date type day with that couple because they're roommates. So the two boys. And we did burger offs. So the boys made burgers and the girlfriends had to try them and rate them. And my boyfriend's going to hate to hear this, but like I liked the other burger better. And when he asked me if I liked his. I go, they were both equally great, but in different ways. Because like, I didn't want to upset him. I didn't want to hurt his feelings. But I definitely liked the other one better. And then there was also a charcuterie board with so many goodies, but way too much food for like, there was five of us because Dave was there too. But yeah, because my roommate or my boyfriend has two roommates. And one of them just moved here, so he's freshly single. And then the other one does have is in a relationship, long-term relationship.
Yeah, I like did my 75 hard. It was the freezing day. It was like the really, really cold day. It was so freaking cold. So I like did my workouts on the treadmill and watched Gypsy Rose and like kind of laid low. And then same thing Monday, except I went to Barry's, which waking up and seeing like 15 degrees and going to Barry's was actually the worst thing in the whole entire world. And the class was so hard, but it was fine.
Did you see my TikTok story about my banana bread?
Yeah.
Yeah, so Monday, sorry, went over to my boyfriend's again and made banana bread together.
It looked good.
You didn't see the TikTok then?
Oh. Was it not good? I thought I saw your banana bread. Was it bad?
You didn't see the TikTok story about my process of making the banana
bread. Oh, no. I saw the finished banana bread. Mm,
yeah, I made a TikTok story about it. So my boyfriend and I were making banana bread together. We went to the grocery store to get all the stuff for it, all the ingredients. I just did a random ass recipe from Google.
Wait, I have brown bananas. I should make banana bread.
You should.
I have brown bananas.
And I told him to get all the ingredients out of the pantry and throw everything into the bowl. And my job was to mash up all the bananas because it took a while. I was like mashing the bananas for a while on a cutting board. And I was just telling him everything to put in with the measurements. But bread gets out of the oven and he goes to taste it. He goes, oh, this tastes off. And as he is saying that, putting away all the ingredients, he realizes he used cumin instead of cinnamon.
Ew!
Yep. And
that's
so
disgusting.
I was really upset about this because I was like, damn, like I really wanted my cinnamony banana bread.
If you don't know, cumin is what you put in taco mix.
Yeah. It's there's a taste to it. And so I was like, you know what, just cut it up. Let's try it anyway. And like you couldn't taste it too bad. There was definitely a weird aftertaste. But if you got a piece with a lot of chocolate in it, it masked it.
Yeah.
But if you didn't get a piece with a lot of chocolate in it, it didn't mask it. So I put a story time about that on TikTok and it's doing quite well right now.
That's
yeah.
Quite
I was like
funny.
I go story time on how you should never bake with your boyfriend. And yeah. So we wasted a whole ass loaf of banana bread.
Boys can't do anything right.
No, they literally can't. Even when there's instructions in front of them.
Yep.
It's horrible.
Shall we get into?
Oh, I'm so excited for this.
What people are taken to the grave?
Yeah. Well, oh, you want me to do
it? No, I'm pulling it up. I didn't know if we were. I'm pulling it up, but I just didn't know if we were both doing it. And I was like, wait, who's going
to
talk?
No, I was definitely in the process of going to it, but I didn't think that. I thought you were just going to read some of them off.
When I was 18, I backed into a car at Disney Springs and drove away. No dents, just a scuff. Wait, now I have three of another thing I'm taking to the grave.
But that's not even that bad.
Okay, one time in high school, I never told anyone about this. This is another time in high school. I was like getting into school and I think I accidentally tapped a car of like another girl that goes to my school, like parking, like kind of like, I think I just like kind of foot up, like barely, like nothing was there, but I definitely did. And she like literally got out and looked around like, and I literally just like gaslit her into thinking that I didn't hit her car. Like she was like looking confused and I was like, what? Like, I literally looked at my phone and was like, what are you talking about? Like, I literally just, like, gaslit her into thinking that I did it. But there was nothing there, so she just kind of, like, got back in her car. But, like, I definitely, like, barely tapped the back of her car, but I just looked so unaware. Like, I literally was, like, scrolling on my phone, like, what? Like, what are you talking about? And she was, like, she, like, literally thought she made it up. And I literally just gaslit her into thinking that I didn't
hit
her
car.
Like, I was just like, I have no idea what you're talking about. And she was like, weird. And like, got back in her car.
See, these aren't bad. I need juicy ones, though.
Okay, well, that was just the first one. Because
that's like, you're just saving yourself time with that type of lie. Because if you were to be honest about that, then it's like, okay, now there's such an unnecessary back and forth if there's really no damage to the car.
Yeah.
Where your eyes get so big.
I don't know, because one time I was on a walk, but I had to poop so bad I was too far out, so I just had to poop myself.
I need more details. Like, was this diarrhea or was it like a log? Like,
once I pooped my pants in a subway and it got all over the floor. I was 9, but still.
No. Okay. I think it's my time.
Share with the class.
Share with the class. Guys, this is like recent. This is like 2 weeks ago recent, okay? My boyfriend's gonna hate me for this one. Can he stop listening? Actually, I'm gonna make sure he doesn't listen to this episode. Somehow I'm gonna delete fucking Spotify off of his phone or something. But I literally got back into Austin the night before from vacation. And I had the whole house to myself. And dude, I left the house. We are like walking distance from a grocery store. So I decided I'm just going to walk over to the grocery store and I'm going to bring macro with me. And I'm in the grocery store grabbing a few things just because I literally had nothing in the house to make breakfast. So I'm grabbing blueberries, eggs, oats, like the basics. And I started to realize throughout this walk that I needed, like throughout the grocery store, that I'm going to need to go to the bathroom. But like nothing, like I hadn't had like a bad bathroom like experience the last few days. Like it wasn't like I was experiencing diarrhea or anything. Like I was fine. Like I was having a normal poop schedule. But I was like, okay, Sam, just like hold it in until you get home. I'm at the self-checkout. As I'm in the self-checkout, literally doing everything on my own because I thought that was going to be the fastest thing to do, it just starts coming out of me. And not in the forms that you would hope. In forms that are drippy. Taylor, it was bad.
No, that is really bad.
But luckily, I was able to hold it enough where I could run over with Mac. Like, I'm dragging Mac. I'm dragging to the grocery store bathroom, dragging Mac with me. He's, like, not getting it. He's, like, not understanding. I have my grocery bag. I checked out. And I'm sprinting. As I'm sprinting to the bathroom, it won't stop. It literally won't stop. I have no control at this point. And I don't know how, but I literally just, like, had diarrhea. I am, like, so embarrassed.
This one girl said one time she shit herself at David's bridal, which is scary because that's like white dresses. Were you trying on a
so
dress?
We've all, like, as a community, have went to the bathroom before in our pants.
I'll share mine.
Yeah, okay, I'm not alone on it.
But I wasn't in public though, I was home.
That's worse, honestly.
But it was okay, so
just get the fuck up.
It wasn't like that. So I'm filming a TikTok. This is when I lived at home.
Oh, no.
I just think it's funny because it's one of those like social media's fake moments where like you don't know what happened behind the screen. I filmed this like aesthetic morning routine. Like I filmed this like gorgeous morning routine. Like, oh my God, I'm just an it girl. What people don't know happened behind the scenes is I literally like I sharted.
You sharted?
Like, that's why I'm an owl.
Was it bad?
No, it was just like, it wasn't a lot.
Like, but you had to wipe some of your clothes? Change your pants? Yeah, you had to change your pants.
But, like, that's why I didn't just, like, go to the bathroom because like, I didn't know. But I just, like, posted this aesthetic morning routine and no one knows that also in that morning.
Can you please repost the morning routine on the podcast Instagram?
It was so old.
Gotta find it. Shardy pants. Shardy pants morning routine. You know what's really bad, too?
Morning routine that I make breakfast and I shard.
You know what's really bad?
Oh, my God.
The other day when I pooped myself. It was so bad. Think about that. I also had to walk home.
I'm crying.
And I immediately got in the shower and immediately did my laundry.
Oh my God.
Like the fact that I had to take a shower after, I felt disgusting. Couldn't even have breakfast. And I was hangry too. So I was like running around the grocery store hangry, needing to poop. And it was just a fucking mess. And then my boyfriend called me like 10 minutes after it happened. And I was like, oh, hey, like, just got out of the shower. And he was like, oh, you showered last night too? I go, yeah, 2 showers in 8 hours.
Yeah.
2 showers in 8 hours. It's fine.
I take a lot of showers these days.
Yeah.
I never actually loved my ex, even though I said it. Ooh.
Honestly, same with my first one.
I don't think I've ever. I don't know. With my first boyfriend, like, I thought it was love to the best of my ability. You know what I mean?
I didn't know what love was.
That's what I'm saying.
I didn't know what love was. And when I said it, I was just saying it because he said it to me first. And I was like, I honestly don't even know what love is.
Oh my God. This one's actually really kind of bad. This girl accidentally fed a group of 40 plus, I don't know what this religion is, but pork meatballs, thinking they were beef, and like told them all it was beef, but like eating pork is against their religion, and she fed them all pork meatballs.
Oh my God.
That's really bad.
I mean, I'm assuming they're probably okay though.
Yeah, but like if they knew, they would like freak out.
Yeah, it's better that they didn't know, I feel, right?
Oh my God, wait, yeah, but that's actually, oh my God, sorry girl, I know you felt really bad about that. Ooh, that's not good.
Yeah, because like, what if, I don't know. It's worse, obviously, to lie about it to somebody if it's their allergy, because
that'll kill
different.
Someone.
Like
this one says, this made me realize I have a big mouth. I can't think of a single thing that she has no secrets.
No, literally same.
Honestly, same.
No, like literally, same.
I still have my bad one. No one knows.
Shit, my pants one was 2 weeks ago. There was no way I was taking that to the grave. Like I knew I was gonna end up telling somebody.
Guys, this one is actually so funny. Guys, ready? So she's having sex with a boy on top, right? So she finishes, she goes, she pees. But when she wipes after she pees, she realizes that there's like poop. So she goes back and right between his legs were two small poops.
Ew.
So she had to like, she said, I freaked out and did the only thing I needed to do. I pretended to stretch and picked up the turds in my hand and walked to the bathroom and threw them in the toilet.
Ew. Girl, we have pooping issues.
There is a lot of pooping ones.
I have an embarrassing story.
Okay.
One time I like was hooking up with someone and I queefed like quite a bit. That's uncontrollably normal, no, but uncontrollably a lot. And it was like a one night stand type thing, or like first time hooking up with him. And he told his friends about it, and his friend called me Miss Queef. I was so embarrassed. I was like, "Don't ever call me that ever again." Like they all fucking talked about it after.
Don't call me that ever again. This one says my brother's porn connected to the living room speaker, and he didn't know that I heard.
No. That's horrible. I don't think I've ever caught anyone listening to porn or watching porn.
Me neither.
Oh, actually, that is such a fucking lie. This is how horrible of an ex-boyfriend I had. I would be gone from his house for like maybe 5 hours.
And he watched
porn. And I would come home to him literally watching porn. I'm like, bro, you couldn't have waited? Like, what the fuck?
That's funny.
Yeah.
A lot of them are like hooked up with a best friend's brother, a boyfriend's ex, like just sneaky.
That's nuts, because that's not even just the friend line. That's also the brother line.
Yeah.
Like that's a communal. We're not telling the your girl. Sister.
Yeah, that's like two people fucking her over. I got caught by my principal having sex after school in the hallway in eighth grade.
That's not a bring to the grave type thing, because you got caught.
Yeah, you got caught and like you had to call your parents, but I'm glad you told us.
Yeah.
This girl made muffins and dropped them on the ground, but still fed them to her class in high school.
I do the
That's
same.
That's kind of funny.
Five-second rule.
Yeah, fuck them. I get protein farts so bad I let my dog lay in bed with me and my boyfriend so I can blame the dog.
Taylor, real. That's definitely something you would do.
Yeah, for sure. For sure, I feel you. I took my best friend's ID last Thanksgiving Eve while she was asleep and went out to the bars. I feel like you could have just asked her for it.
Yeah, right?
I feel like...
Unless there's, like you've tried asking me for it.
Wait, and, like, she's your best friend. Like, why didn't you just, like... Why didn't she go with you? I don't know. I frequently stalk my ex's Venmo. That's pretty normal.
Yeah.
I don't do that, actually.
Chill. You definitely do.
No, I don't. But, like, maybe now. I kind of forgot about that.
What is something that you check?
I said,
not like social media, like something out of the ordinary.
Oh,
Even in past relationships,
I'll check like my. This is social media though, but not his social media. I'll check his like baseball team's Instagram.
Yeah, you do that.
I do that. Well, because I just want to see, because like they'll post if they like what they're doing, and like I just want to see like, is he graduating? Like, is he actually going to get drafted? I need to see.
Yeah.
You know,
I mean,
own.
You don't need to see.
No, I do.
You need to move on.
No, but I actually like from that relationship, I actually like kind of like don't really give a fuck. It's kind of because I'm blocked on everything. So,
yeah, it's like wanting something that you know you can't have.
Yeah, except I'm kind of like, fuck you.
Yeah.
I don't really care. Wait, I have to tell mine from high school that I said I would tell.
Yeah.
Okay, guys, this is actually like I feel really, really bad about it. So just like don't tell me I'm a bad person. Okay. And we both like I told you I've never told anyone. It's not even going to be that bad. People are going to be like. So in high school,
like, I've done that.
So in high school, I was friends with these girls, and then we weren't friends, and then we were friends again. Okay, if that makes sense. So in the time period that we weren't friends, I just want to specify this. I didn't think we were ever going to be friends again. I thought our friendship was like busted. Okay, I thought I was never going to be friends with these girls again. So this one girl, had a boyfriend like throughout middle school and then early high school. So looking back, it like wasn't that important, but at the moment it was a long-term relationship of hers. Like, you know, like they dated when they were kids and dated till like sophomore year or something like that.
Yeah.
So like, you know, looking back, it doesn't matter because they were like children, but in the moment it was like a long time. So they break up and like I'm not friends with the girl, and I go her, I was really good friends with her then, her now ex-boyfriend, we're really really tight, we're like really good friends. So he's like, oh, do you want to come to the beach with like me and my friend? So his friend is kind of like with a girl and then I'm with him, so it's kind of like unintentionally a double date kind of vibe, but like that's not like, he was just like, do you want to go to the beach? And then like at the beach he was being very like cuddly with me and he kissed me, and like we were kind of like being like weirdly cuddly the whole day. Never spoke about it again. Never did anything like that again. Like we literally stayed friends. Like it was literally never spoke about it again. Never told anyone. And then like I was like, fuck, like I didn't think I'd ever be friends with that girl again. Like I thought our friendship was like long gone in the dust. And then we became friends again and we're like really good friends and I never told her and she doesn't know.
Just one day though.
One time.
Then it's not that big of a deal.
One time.
It's not that big of a deal.
But like I didn't think we were ever gonna be friends again.
Yeah.
Like if you would have told me like, no, you guys are gonna be friends at the end of school, like I would have like never done that. But like I thought our friendship was toast.
You thought that one day was like platonic with this man. You're like, we're getting married. Like that vibe?
No, like I don't know, like he kissed me, like, it was weird. And like we were like, oh, we're really good friends. Like, and I was like, what the fuck? When I tell you, like, it went back, we never like it was like that day never fucking happened. It was like, it was just like it happened and then we never spoke about it and nothing. And then me and that girl, like she was like one of my closest friends in high school. And one day I kissed her ex-boyfriend, but we weren't friends when I kissed her ex-boyfriend. Big part of the story.
Damn.
And I feel really bad about it. And I never told anyone. Never told a soul. Like no boyfriends that I had in high school knew. Like, you don't normally tell that information, like, oh, like, I've kissed this guy or, like,
yeah,
been with this guy.
I was just...
I didn't tell any boy I've ever been with. I didn't tell anyone.
I was just looking at my list because I was like, I want to see if there's anyone on my list that I've never told anyone that I've gone with. And there's no one. I think I've told everyone about everything. But I don't have, like, maybe there's kisses that I've done that I haven't told people.
Yeah, like, I never... Oh, and then he was trying to be all, like... Like, on the way home, like, let's, like, go back and, like, he was trying to, like hook up and shit. Like, I was, like, no. Like, but when I tell you, then never talked about it again. Like, after that day, I'm telling you, it was, like, a fever dream. Like, it was, like, it didn't happen. Like, we just let it go.
Yeah.
Which was super weird. I have a picture of us at the beach, and, like, that picture haunts me. When it comes back up in my Snapchat memories, I'm, like... That day, I'm like, that was
Damn. So bad.
I'm like,
you have memories about that day
because I'm like, fuck. Like when I tell you, me and the girl were like
what
really good friends after.
Or what year were you?
I was a junior.
Oh damn. Oh damn. Oh damn.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever like. I'm trying to think. Yeah, no, I've never gone with anyone that's been either a secret or ended up finding out that they have like a girlfriend or something and not saying anything.
You've kissed guys that have girlfriends.
Yeah, which is fucking horrible and fucked because guys lie and suck.
Three times.
Yeah, which one of the girls ended up finding out from our podcast, which is great.
So
Slay
true.
Queen.
Slay queen. And it was unintentional. She didn't know they had girlfriends.
Yeah, I had no idea.
She had no idea.
I found out after, and then I cried because I was like, I am only attracting the shitty men. What's wrong with me? Why am I not wanted by a good guy?
Oh my god, I wish I could find that video. I'm reading that picture. But yeah, that like haunts me like to this day. And then one thing that I actually ended up telling people, but guys, like I did take this to the grave, like to years, for years, because I really felt bad about it, was when I was in elementary school, we were voting for student council and my best friend was running and I didn't vote for her. Cause like, I don't know, I was just kind of pissed at her. Like sometimes she would treat me like shit. So like we just always like, sometimes she'd treat me like shit and I'd get pissed at her. So we're voting for student council and I didn't vote for her. And then, like, someone called me out, like, because we just kind of, like, wrote them, like, and, like, you kind of covered your paper and wrote, and I guess, like, someone can kind of tell, and they were like, you didn't vote for her, and I was like, yes, I did, and she was like, no, you didn't, and again, gaslit her. I was like, I literally did, like, why would you say that? Like,
queen of gaslighting.
Queen of gaslighting. I literally just, like, gaslit her, but I didn't, and I felt really bad about it for a while, and then I finally, like, I forgot who I finally told, but then people are like, who gives a fuck, like, once I said it, but I was like, it's weighed on me a lot since fifth grade, okay? Like, I didn't vote for her for student council president. I think she won anyway. Which took away my guilt because I'm pretty sure she won. So I was like, okay, my vote
didn't was irrelevant. Mean anything.
She won anyways. But like, yeah, I don't know. She was kind of a bitch to me. So I was like, I'm not voting for you for student council president, ho.
I feel like there's a lot of voting in high school and college for things. And honestly, I would lie a lot of the time about who I was voting for with things, whether it was like captain of a team or student council or anything. Like, I kept that shit to myself. Mm. Like, you don't need to know that.
Yeah.
Like my business. Competition. You know?
Yeah.
Even though I wasn't running for student council, but the captain things, like.
Yeah.
Well, actually, no, because when you're a senior, you don't vote.
For dance, we didn't vote on captains. We auditioned.
Yeah. You vote the freshman, junior.
I lost all my student
freshman
government.
Freshmen and juniors vote for the seniors.
I lost all my student government votes. I lost every single year.
Damn.
I know, but I still got to be on it, so it's fine. This one says, I regret getting married.
Oh.
This one also
she's
says,
too deep
this
in,
one also
bro.
Says, fucked my roommate. But, like, wait. Do you mean another girl?
They must be in love.
It's so weird.
So you guys are just, like, hooking up and not telling anyone? See, you guys need to give more detail.
Not weird that it's another girl, by the way. Just weird that, like, was that just a one-time thing and you lived together? Or was it a guy? Do you live with a guy? Like, I need more,
yeah.
Like...
I need more context.
Just roommate, if it's a girl, I assume it's another girl.
Yeah.
And I'm like, was it just once and you never just let it go? Or are you guys, like, dating, you know? If it's just once and you never did it again and it is a girl, like, how do you live in the same place? If you just want to be dating, I think you should just date.
Right?
And if it's a man...
Either way, weird. If it's a girl or a guy, how can you hook up with them once and then never again?
And live with them every day?
Yeah, and it not be weird.
I don't know. People aren't as crazy as me. This is kind of funny. Her ex-boyfriend gifted me a plant, and the same day she dropped it and killed it, and she replaced it with a new one, and he never found out. That's just, like, funny.
That is funny. I feel like I would do the same exact thing.
That's funny. When she was 10 years old. This one was, like, in four parts. Sorry, it took a long time for me to read what order they were supposed to go in. She was at a friend's house, and the friend was like, I'm gonna go to the kitchen to get a snack, and her house was really big, so she knew it would take her a while. I was really horny and decided to start touching myself, but the friend
at
was
10?
But the friend was actually just hiding behind the sofa to scare her, and she caught her
at the age of 10.
Did you ever, this is, like, not even related, did you ever, like, play with Barbies and, like, make them, like, hook up?
No. Taylor,
me and my friend, I feel like, would, like, be like the Barbies, like, having parties.
Taylor, that's not
no,
okay.
I've seen TikToks about it. It wasn't just me. The same friend I didn't vote for.
I've her. Never had my Barbies hook up.
Wow, like, you didn't live.
Oh, God.
Like Sims, you can make hook up because that's how they have babies.
Yeah, but you're, like, physically doing it with your hands.
But, like, barely, like, nothing crazy.
Yeah, are you sure about that?
Yeah.
Oh, God, I'm a little scared. I'm sitting in the same room as you alone right now. You're admitting to me.
Some people have on here that, like, they just, like, their boyfriend doesn't know, like, certain people they've hooked up with. Like I hooked up with my guy best friend, and, like, my boyfriend doesn't know. My boyfriend and I had a break a few months, and I hooked up with people, but he doesn't know. And I just think you should tell them.
Yeah.
I feel like that's not good.
Those are bad take to the graves.
Yeah. Like, don't be shitty. Yeah. I keyed a girl's car. There you go.
Pop off, sis, I guess.
There you go.
I'm curious what she did to you, though.
Me too.
Can't leave that out. Because if she did...
Oh, she just said she was being a pick me.
That's all? Girl, what are you going to do next? God. We might need to lock you up. Holy shit.
It's a long story short, she was being a pick me as fuck. So she keyed her car.
Car.
I just said I keyed a girl's car with a shank.
What the fuck, dude? Oh, I'm scared of you.
Yeah. I thought my gas lighting was bad.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Have you ever keyed a car?
No.
Yeah, I've never keyed a car either.
Honestly, like, what I should have taken to the grave, guys, was the fact that I hooked up with my first boyfriend. Should have taken that to the grave, but I've already told all of you.
Honestly, I feel like I've told everything in my life that most people wouldn't tell because we do this podcast.
So real.
Like, I can't keep things quiet, but this made me think. I don't know why this made me think of it, but I don't know if this is something that you'd keep to or bring to the grave, Taylor.
Is it, like, a secret about me
or something that you did, like, yesterday?
What did I do yesterday?
You left your rotisserie chicken out overnight.
Oh, I know.
And then you put it in the fridge.
Oh, yeah.
Are you
going to
eat
that.
It?
I don't care about that. I'd eat that.
You're going to eat it?
Why not?
You left chicken. You left chicken.
Yeah, after I would do that.
Taylor, no.
I would do that.
That's gross.
I would definitely do that.
Guys, she left her rotisserie chicken out for probably, like, 12-15 hours on the counter.
Me too. It was an accident.
Obviously, it was an accident. Obviously, you didn't mean to, but the fact that you put it in the fridge and we're going to eat it after?
I would.
It's so gross. And probably not good for you. You should probably look that up.
Yeah, but like they're not in the fridge at the store.
Yeah, because they're warm.
Yeah.
They go warm to cold.
Yeah.
They can't go to room temp to cold.
I just feel eating. Like I've never cared about that. If that makes sense, I don't know. Never cared about it.
Gross.
Yeah.
Gross.
I thought about it for a quick second, but then I was like, I actually don't care. Yeah.
But it's probably like, because like if I like take ham out and like leave ham on the counter, like for even like an example is I brought my groceries.
Lunch meat's like kind of nasty.
That's a rotisserie chicken. That's the same thing. That's what deli meat is. It's just really thinly sliced chicken.
Okay, maybe I'll throw it away. Throw it away. It's fine.
It does it not smell bad?
Mm-mm.
No. Because I left. So what I was saying is I left my ham out for maybe 5 hours, if that, because my grocery bags were at my boyfriend's house and I thought he put them in the fridge and he didn't. And then I got home to put my groceries in the fridge and my fucking deli meat smelled so bad. I was like, I'm not eating this.
I mean, if it smelled bad or looked weird, I would never eat it.
Yeah.
But it didn't.
I don't know. Grody. Taylor eats from the trash barrel.
Literally.
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 Oh boy. That's so gross.
That was pretty much like all the, like they were all like pooped pants.
Yeah, dude, we all, communally
hooked up with a brother or something. Not their own brother, sorry, like their friend's brother. No one hooked up with their own brother.
Yeah, that would be fucked.
That'd be like someone needs to go to jail.
Yeah, that's
peed in a bed.
Okay. Yeah.
Peed myself while deadlifting, classic.
Oh, yeah, I do that all the time. But the pooping thing makes me feel a little bit better about myself, because I bet you there's a lot of girls listening to this right now that have done that, that didn't submit it because they were too embarrassed to submit it, and now they feel a little bit more normal about it. Like, all right, we've all been there, done that. And I know for a fact boys do that on the regular. Like boys got some poopy pants.
Yeah, they have like skid marks.
Boys need to wear fucking diapers.
Literally.
Honestly, no, but like at the same time, you might need to wear a diaper.
Well, that was one time. But like you also pooped your pants.
Yeah.
You pooped your pants worse.
Yeah, but you were home. Like
I thought I was just farting.
Dude, I wouldn't have had this issue if I was near a bathroom.
I just thought I was farting. Like I thought it was a fart.
Like the reason I pooped my pants is because I couldn't hold it long enough.
I thought it was just a fart. Is a girl not allowed to think it was just a fart one time in her entire life? I just thought it was a fart once.
How much, like, I need detail.
Barely.
Like, not chunks, it was, like, just, like, skid?
Kind of, yeah. Like, it wasn't, like...
Like, there wasn't a turd?
No! It didn't fall out.
Like, that's what I'm imagining. You open up your pants, and a turd just falls out.
No, it was, like, barely anything. Like, if I was in public, I could have survived, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Like, it was just, like, I just thought it was a fart, like...
I was waddling to that bathroom.
Yeah, like, so you did have a bathroom?
No, like, yes and no. Like, I did, okay, but like, I didn't.
All I did, I just thought it was a fart. Like, that's all. All I did was think it was a fart. And it wasn't. But I still filmed my morning routine.
I need that video.
I don't know when it was. I don't even know if I'll recognize what video it was. I'll try to find it, guys.
Do you ever look back on our old TikToks and, like, think it's so cringe, because now TikTok does this new thing where it's they
like
put
on
it
on this day.
Yeah, on this day. I'm like, can you stop non-blessing my account with this?
Are literally the worst film videos I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah,
like the worst angles of me working out, and that shit would get like 50,000 likes.
Yeah,
and it's like half my foot is in it, and it's like did a million views, and I'm like, who's watching this shit?
No, my videos are so cringe. It's
right
I
now
can't
I'm getting
look at
a
it.
Lot of me and my ex-boyfriend, and I'm like, can you stop showing me like all these couple videos I made. It's really rude.
You know what I did?
Deleted
4 years. No. 4 years ago. Or no. 3 years ago, maybe? Went to Kansas City this week.
I love that for you.
No. That was like the disaster that started to happen in my life.
Yeah.
Guys, if you don't remember, if you're an OG TikTok follower, I had this love story literally going on TikTok with this man. He lived in Kansas City, and I shot my shot. You know those TikTok trends where you can, like, shoot your shot at somebody of, like, oh, my dream man, whatever. So I took screenshots of photos of him and made a TikTok out of it, posted it, and then from there, he was making TikToks back towards me, whatever. And then it was going on for, like, months, and we were FaceTiming every night, texting all day, and he invited me out to visit him. So I went out to visit him, and had a great time. This man's fucking ends up at the end of the trip telling me that he was using me for content and had no feelings for me whatsoever, which made no sense at all to me because he was FaceTiming me every night for like an hour every single day. So I'm like, I'm just getting love bombed like crazy here. So I made a TikTok about it, about how he like love bombed me and shit. And then it caused World War 7 million on friggin' TikTok.
World War 7 million.
And
that's right before we met.
Right before we met, yeah.
Right when we hung out, I was like, whatever happened with you and that guy? Because yeah. I'm like, I saw the tea online and like, what's the real life tea?
Yeah, and then also when we were getting canceled, he like joined in on the cancellation and was like,
where's
he
now?
Yeah, no, literally, where is this man now? Like, what are you doing?
What are you doing?
His videos pop up on my page all the time on my backup account when I log onto that one because I haven't blocked on the other one. And I'm just like, you're still making the same damn stupid videos that you were 3 years ago and it's gone nowhere. You should stop. Like thirst trappy type, like I'm going to get a girl, like same shit. I'm like, you're using women.
For him. Yeah. Hope he keeps doing that.
Yeah. I hope he really loves it.
Hope he loves it. I hope he. Imagine like, I don't know. Like I just like couldn't date a man who does thirst trap TikToks. I couldn't do it.
Yeah,
there's a guy in Austin that goes to Lyft that's literally like TikTok famous for being like thirst trap TikToker that I didn't know.
What's his name?
You won't know his name, but the guy at Lyft, he has like a mustache and he like really likes your dog. He would like see your dog and be like, I want to.
Oh, trust me, Taylor, I didn't tell you about the story with this man.
Oh well, he like is like famous on TikTok.
Yeah, I know. I'll tell you about this after.
Okay, he's like literally famous on TikTok. Yeah. I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
So weird when you discover someone's TikTok famous.
Yep.
I bet that's what people think about me. They're probably like, you know, those girls have TikTok? Fucking weirdos.
Yeah, but they're usually like, oh, now I don't like her.
I'm like, okay. Like, what did I do?
Sorry. Which, I don't know. I guess moving forward, I'm going to go back to like what we were saying earlier in the episode is I want 2024 to be the year where I drink like an adult, not like a college student that is raging.
I just want 2024 to be the year that I don't know. I just want to stay like how it is right now the whole entire year.
Bitch, I'm buying a fucking house this year. Like, I need to put my shit together. I can't be going out every weekend spending $100 on drinks.
Yeah, like, and if I want to live in my dream apartment, I can't do that either.
Which, I would rather.
I got approved for the apartment. So I'm going to go see it one more time in another unit, but I'm going to go see it one more time.
Yeah, that's the best thing to do is go see. Yeah.
You want
to
come?
Yeah.
I think I'm going Thursday.
Okay. Wait, I can't. That's when I'm going to my place.
What time?
Noon.
I'm going at 4.
Oh.
Or 5.
Oh.
Like 4.
I also can't. I have the run club.
Oh. Boo. Okay. Well, I'm going at like 4. Oh, well.
Gosh darn it. Yeah, my Thursday is buzzy.
Okay. Well, I gotta go because I have work.
Yeah. And I need to shower because I literally just got back from the gym and I feel gross.
You don't look gross.
Oh, my armpits feel gross.
Yummy. Delish.
Yummy in my tummy.
Bye.
Bye, guys.
Hold on to your jingle bells. Pluto TV has all your holiday favorites for free. Enjoy our season's greetings category with 9 holiday channels, including holiday movie favorites by Lifetime, Festive Fireplace, Holiday Lights, and Hallmark Movies and more. Download the Pluto TV app on all your favorite devices and start streaming holiday favorites on live channels and on demand. With thousands of free movies and TV shows, Pluto TV is your home for the holidays. Pluto TV. Stream now, pay never.
Flight 562 is...
Oh, my gosh. My gosh, Brooke, we're going to miss our flight.
We didn't finish the promo.
Can we just record it on the plane?
I will not be that person. What if we record it in the bathroom?
Ew, no, that is disgusting.
We'll just have to go off the cuff and tell everyone about our podcast right now, called Gals on the Go.
Well, we are two gals constantly on the move with weekly conversations about friendship, navigating your 20s, relationships, trends, and just our exciting, chaotic lives.
Will Brooke Nicchio and Danielle Carolyn please come to
the gate? Well, I think it's time to board now, but this should be enough, right?
Yeah, I'm sure they won't use it.
But in case they do, new episodes of Gals on the Go drop every Wednesday.
Find us wherever you get your podcasts.
NetCredit is here to say yes, because you're more than a credit score. Apply in minutes and get a decision as soon as the same day. Loans offered by NetCredit or lending partner banks and serviced by NetCredit. Application subject to review and approval. Learn more at netcredit.com/partners. NetCredit. Credit to the people.
NetCredit is here to say yes to a personal loan or line of credit when other lenders say no. Apply in minutes and get a decision as soon as the same day. Loans offered by NetCredit or lending partner banks and serviced by NetCredit. Application subject to review and approval. Learn more at netcredit.com/partner. NetCredit. Credit to the people.